When Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, two major changes happened in Yiddishkeit. One in something that we're not allowed to do, and one in something that we are allowed to do. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, that Kivon once the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon was built, a big change happened. Shenesru kol abomois, that no longer were we allowed to bring a carbon anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash. Before the Beis HaMikdash was built, anyone that wanted to bring a carbon in his backyard could set up a boma, could set up a mizbeach, and build a Beis HaMikdash. Bring a carbon. After the Beis HaMikdash was built, only in Yerushalayim. So that's what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to build a boma anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash. But something else also happened. And that is that the Mokoyim HaMikdash, the ground, became so holy. And at that point, the holiness of the Mokoyim HaMikdash was no longer dependent on the actual Beis HaMikdash. To the extent that Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Vav Halacha Tes Vav, Makrivin Karbonis Kulam Afopi Shein Shem Bayis Banoi. Technically, you could bring all the karbonis if you had a mizbeach. You could bring all the karbonis even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, because the Mokoyim HaMikdash became niskadesh, became sanctified. With the Kedusha Rishoyna, with the Kedusha of the Shlomo HaMelech by building the Beis HaMikdash, and from then on, the Mokoyim HaMikdash, you can bring Karbonis, Af Al Pi She'ein Bayis Banui. Now this sugya led to a fascinating inyan that most people are not aware of, but it's part of our heritage as Chabad Chassidim, because there is a very, very important campaign of the Rebbe that the Rebbe started based on this inyan, which today a lot of people are not aware of because the campaign stopped, and we'll talk about that soon. In Toshin Chav Zayin, in 1967, was the Six-Day War. And at that point, the people, the Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, they reconquered the full Yerushalayim, basically, including the Mokoyim HaMikdash. Like the famous, they have it recorded, that the words that came out over the Israeli army radio system, Harabayis biyadeinu, the Harabayis is in our hands. So everyone was so excited. Exciting times. All of a sudden, the next year, Achrin Shel Pesach, Tovshin Chof Ches, the Rebbe was Mashiach Suda in 770, and the Rebbe spoke a very, very important inyan. And you have a copy of that Sikha in front of you. It's printed on the Siches Chelek Yud Beis, the Yisofes. This is page 220. And we're going to learn together Ois Hey. So you have to understand a few very important points. And that is that there is a machloikis if the karbonis that you're allowed to bring Bizman Hazeh, does that include Karbon Pesach? Or those other karbonis? That's one general machloikis. Another big question is, if the entire Klal Yisrael did not bring Pesach Rishon because there was no Beis HaMikdash, or do we have to bring Korban Pesach Sheni? Shaila 2. That's if Mashiach comes. What if Mashiach did not yet come? And now it's Erev Pesach, the time of Korban Pesach Sheni. We're still all tummy. So do we now have a chiyuv as a Klal Yisrael to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni? Which seemingly not, because it was pushed off because Yidden were tummy. But what happens if the whole Klal Yisrael is now tummy? Do we now have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach? L'may nafkamina, because we're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. We're not allowed to go up to Har HaBayis. So what's the question? The question is, are you allowed to be in Yerushalayim? The din is that if you are in Yerushalayim, at the time when you could bring a Korban Pesach halachically, and you don't, there's a shaila of Koris. It's a big shaila. So, is there a shita that would hold that when the Israeli government owns Eretz Yisrael, so even if technically we can't bring a Korban Pesach, but if we are in Yerushalayim, would we have to leave Yerushalayim in order not to be able to be in the halachic category of those which technically have a chiyuv to bring the korban? And that would apply for Korban Pesach Sheni. And it would apply, obviously, for Erev Pesach, Pesach Rishon. So do we go to that extent and say that all of Klal Yisrael, all the Yidden of Yerushalayim, have to leave Yerushalayim or not? How far do we take all these shittas? Do we take all the individual shittas together and come up with a chiyuv to make everybody leave or not? Now in Ois Hay, the Rebbe brings down all the shittas. For example, we have the Das Harach, Rabbi Yechiel, who holds the Makrivin Korban Pesach Sheni Bizman Hazeh, that even when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you have a Chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. Now, most people argue, and they hold that you don't have to bring a Pesach, Korban Pesach. There's no Chiyuv Bizman Hazeh of Pesach Sheni. Then, there is another question. And that is a Pesach Sheni Doiches Atuma. And that the Rebbe brings down an opinion of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says Pesach Sheni Doiches Atuma. Says the Rebbe, but the Psak Din in Halacha is Pesach Sheni is not Doiches Atuma. So seemingly, if Pesach Sheni is not Doiches Atuma, should we have a Chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach Sheni Bizman Hazeh when we're all Tomei or not? Seemingly not. But the Rebbe says, but maybe that shita is only when in Inyan you could have been tahor, and now you were pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If you're still tameh, you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. But what if Klal Yisrael was held back from bringing the Pesach Rishon for other reasons? What would be a good reason? Because Mashiach is not here and we're in Golos. So says the Rebbe, it could be that in such a case, look at the last line of the paragraph, Heicha Shalayikrev Pesach Rishon Mitzat Tzibah Studies, it could be that this shita would hold, that if it was a technical thing holding you back, a side reason holding you back from bringing the Korban Pesach, Oysa Pesach Sheni Gam Betuma. So you would have a svara that you have to bring a Korban Pesach, even Betuma. Now, says the Rebbe, I am very aware that if you add up most of the shittas, they will all say that there is no problem. If you add up most of the shittas, there's no problem. However, look at the third line. There are opinions that hold. Shegami shoye b'yudale b'nissim b'derech rechoy chayiv kodesh k'shizit b'sheini libe de Rebbe, that he holds that even if you were away from Yerushalayim by Pesach Rishon, but if you're in proximity by Pesach Sheni, you would be chayiv kodesh. So says the Rebbe, mikol shken, you should not travel on Pesach Sheni to Yerushalayim, even though it's only a suffik and svek sveka. But who wants to
have a svek sofik and svek sveika when it comes to chiyuv kares. Ubefrat says the Rebbe, you can always visit Yerushalayim before or after Pesach Sheni. But look in Ha'ara 34. That we're talking, says the Rebbe, kol shkem v'kal v'choymer, that this is regarding Pesach Rishon as well. After the Rebbe said this sicha, can you imagine what happened? You know that all the Lubavitchers on Pesach Sheni, on Erev Pesach, while the whole world is, the last minutes are getting ready for Yom Tov, Lubavitchers would be traveling out of Yerushalayim. Anyone that was following this shita, they would be traveling outside Yerushalayim. Pesach is coming tonight, everyone's coming in, and the Lubavitchers are traveling out. This went on for years, but it stopped. And turn over your page. You see the letter, Yud Gimel Iyar Tavshin Lamed Hey. What happened was, at that time, unfortunately, the Israeli government became extremely smart, and they signed the Camp David Accords, basically making peace with all these Arabs. Part of making peace of these Arabs, giving away parts of that they conquered. And the Rebbe Shita basically was that and they gave the rights of the Harabayas. You know who owns today the rights of the Harabayas? They gave it to Jordan. All these, the Pashit gave away all the Yiddish Goyim Yaakov. They gave it away to the Goyim. So said that, look at the Rebbe writes, that Behemshech to the Shatu Betaya, what I spoke about, Achrin Shopesach Tovshin Chavches, which that's part of the Sicha that we learned. Unfortunately, Bavaniseinu Arabim, due to our Avedis, basically, that we think that we have to be buddy-buddy with the Goyim, Nishtana Matziv, the times have changed. Veinata Yecholes Vefshorius Shanis Velibnois Kviadonis Makrovitz Karpen Pesach. Therefore, we're not in the position, the Balabatim, we're not in the position for this whole union of Karpen Pesach. Lachain Ein Mokim Shlalias Ber Pesach. Says the Rebbe, therefore, he's taking off that Isser, and Chassidei Chabad could remain in Yerushalayim, Sai Erev Pesach, and Sai on Pesach Sheni. But Mirtz Hashem will be Zoyche Mamish very soon. We don't have to look for Atedim and Diyunim. If you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, do you have to bring the Korban Pesach? This Pesach already, for sure. Teishnas Pesach and Tovshin Pei. Will takabi Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh with the binyan bayis kibshugay third base of Migdosh with the iskalos of the Rebbe. Takabi take it from the Mamish.